This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Iria Hapsari H. Klein, Appellant versus Division of Employment Security, Respondent, decided January 21st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. DI Vision 2, Iria Hapsari H. Klein, no, ED1-419, Appellant, Appeal from the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, verse Division of Employment Security, Respondent, filed January 21st, 2025. Opinion Iria Hapsari H. Klein, Appellant, appeals from the decisions of the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, upholding the Division of Employment Security's divisions, finding that she was overpaid state and federal unemployment benefits. Appellant appealed from both overpayment determinations to Division's Appeals Tribunal, which set her appeals for hearings. In her sole point on appeal, appellant argues that she was improperly deprived representation during the hearing on her appeals because Division failed to provide the requisite notice to her counsel of record, attorney. Because there is not sufficient and competent evidence in the record that Division notified attorney of the hearing, we reverse commission's decisions and remand for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Two background. In 2021 and 2023, Division issued two overpayment determinations to appellant. First, on November 2, 2021, Division notified appellant that she was overpaid $2,720.21 in state unemployment compensation benefits between April 11, 2020 and July 25, 2020. Second, on April 5, 2023, Division notified appellant that she was overpaid $9,600 in federal pandemic unemployment compensation benefits during same time period. Appellant retained representation by attorney and appealed from both overpayment determinations. Division recognizes attorney as counsel of record on both overpayment determination appeals. Appellant filed the petition for reassessment on the state benefits. An attorney entered his appearance on behalf of appellant and filed the petition for reassessment on the federal benefits. Division set the appeals for two telephone hearings. The state benefits appeal was set for July 25, 2023 at 8:15 a.m. and the federal benefits appeal was set for the same day at 8:30 a.m. as permitted by prior of 288.190.201. The appeals tribunal referee, also known as a hearing officer, addressed both appeals at the first scheduled start time. The transcripts on appeal and legal files 2 contain the following evidence relevant to notice of the hearing. Appellant appeared with her husband by telephone at the 8:15 a.m. hearing. The transcript begins when referee stated they were on the record. Referee identified the appeal number and asked if both appellant and husband would be testifying. Referee did not ask appellant about attorney, who was on the record as representing appellant. Referee introduced herself and the issues on appeal, then asked appellant if she had any questions about how the hearing would proceed, to which appellant answered yes. Referee informed appellant the appeals packet was mailed to her on July 7, 2023. Appellant denied receiving the appeals. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016, unless otherwise indicated. 2. We consolidated appeals numbered ED112419, state benefits, and ED112421, federal benefits. 3 packet, and the referee took administrative notice that the appeals packet would be entered into the record as exhibits, one for the state benefits and one for the federal benefits. Both exhibits begin with an address cover sheet listing appellant's name and address, followed by a notice of telephone hearing. Neither the address cover sheets nor the notices of telephone hearing are accompanied by a shipping label or other indicia of mailing. The notice of telephone hearing for the state benefits appeal is addressed to appellant and states that notice was provided to the following parties. Parties notified: Division witness Iria Hapsari Klein J, Christopher Werla III. The notice of telephone hearing for the state benefits appeal also identifies claimant's attorney and lists his correct address. The notice of telephone hearing for the federal benefits appeal does not identify anyone as claimant's attorney and lists only appellant for parties notified. When reviewing the contents of appeals packet allowed at the hearing, referee noted that attorney filed appellant's petition for reassessment of the federal benefits overpayment determination. Referee did not ask appellant if she wished to proceed without attorney present or continue the hearing to a later date. Referee swore in appellant and appellant's husband, who was there to support her. Referee proceeded to ask questions of appellant, who sought husband's assistance but was told he could not speak for her. Appellant testified she had started repaying the state benefits. After referee's questions, husband spoke briefly about the payments and,